Hello, hello, my voice tubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam. I'm your host for today, and I'm very, very excited to get into today's challenge. Today's challenge comes from the video called Elon Musk on How Falcon Heavy Will Change Space Travel. So if you don't know about this, just as a brief introduction, Falcon Heavy is the name of a spaceship that was recently launched by a company called SpaceX. And Elon Musk is the founder of that company, SpaceX. And Elon Musk is also the founder of Tesla. You might know Tesla. They make very expensive and very fancy and very nice electric cars. And that is what he is mostly known for. But Elon Musk has become very famous and very popular recently, especially on the internet. People seem to love Elon Musk. But in any case, if you're interested in rocket ships and haven't seen this launch, I recommend that you do so. This video talks a little bit about it, and we have some other videos on VoiceTube that show this launch. You can just search Falcon Heavy or Elon Musk or anything like that to see related videos. And here we're going to get on to our challenge for today. So here is our sentence. I've been to a couple of launches here before, but I've never seen it this packed. Just getting in here today, there was a huge traffic jam. And the vibe here, everybody is super anxious. So I'll read it one more time a little bit faster. I've been to a couple of launches here before, but I've never seen it this packed. Just getting in here today, there was a huge traffic jam. And the vibe here, everybody is super anxious. So let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have the words launch and lunch. And you might be thinking, Sam, why are you putting these two words together? They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. I only want to highlight these two words together because their pronunciations are similar and they only have one letter difference. So you got to watch out. So first, the word launch. The word launch can be a verb, so to launch something, right? Like to launch a spaceship, to launch a ship, like a boat. You can also launch an event or something like that. But in this case, it's being used as a noun. So it's referring to the event of launching this spaceship, right? So a launch. And the word launch is pronounced like the word lawn or the word on. Or as you know, we have another host here, Sean, right? It's that sort of on sound. Whereas the next word, lunch, right, is pronounced more like punch, right? Lunch or under is that sort of sound. Lunch, punch, launch, lawn. So just watch the difference between those. Don't say there was a spaceship lunch or do you want to go have lunch with me, right? So once again, launch and lunch. And that's those two. Lunch, of course, as you all know, is the meal that you usually have around noon. You know, the second meal of the day around midday. That's lunch. Next, we have packed, full, and crowded. Packed, full, and crowded. So all three of these can be used in similar ways. So in the video, she says, I've never seen it this packed. That means I've never seen so many people here. It means there are a lot of people in the same place and that, you know, you can imagine that you're packing people in, right? You're just putting so many people in the one place. You can say it's packed. So for example, you could say the subway was absolutely packed today. You know, let's say at rush hour, there's lots of people on the subway or on the MRT or on the bus. You could say it was packed. It means there was a lot of people. You can also say a place is full, right? Just like, you know, you can say a glass is full or anything is full, right? It means that there was also a lot of people there. You could say the dance hall was totally full. That means that there were so many people there, you know, you could probably barely fit anyone else. It was full, right? And next we have crowded. Crowded, right? Of course, you have the word crowd. A crowd is a place with, you know, is a group of people, a big group of people. So if something is crowded, That means that there are tons of people there. There are lots of crowds. So you could say, the streets of New York are always crowded. Crowded. And next we have vibe and atmosphere. Vibe and atmosphere. So in the video she says, and the vibe here, everybody is super anxious. So when she's saying the vibe, she means the feeling, right? The general feeling at that event. I think a vibe is very hard to, it's often hard to describe because it's something that you usually feel, right? Vibes aren't very obvious or very, very tangible. So often you could say, there's a good vibe here, right? And actually, the way you could define that really depends on the context. If you say somewhere has a good vibe, it means that there's a good feeling to it. It makes you feel good or comfortable, something like that. You could say it has a good vibe, right? Or you could say, I get good vibes from this person. That means that you have a good feeling about someone, right? It means maybe you think they're probably a nice person or they seem interesting. You get good vibes from them. Good vibes. And you can also say atmosphere, right? So the atmosphere, you may know this word when referring to the atmosphere of the earth, right? That is the, you know, the ozone layer, right? All that, all those gases and things that surround the earth. That is the atmosphere. But an atmosphere can also be used in the same sense as a vibe. So for example, you could say, there's a very strange atmosphere here. That means that there's a weird feeling or a weird vibe. You could also say that. So in the video, when she said, and the vibe here, you could also say, and the atmosphere here, it has a very similar meaning in this context, right? So when you want to describe the feeling of a certain place or an event or something like that, you can say it has a particular vibe or a particular atmosphere. And finally, we have anxious, worried, and nervous. So she says, everybody is super anxious. That means that, you know, they feel a lot of pressure. They're not sure what's going to happen, right? You could say, we haven't heard from him yet, so we are all very anxious. Let's say, I don't know, you haven't heard from someone, your friend hasn't called you, and you don't know where they are. You might get very anxious. Or our next word here, you could say you're getting very worried, right? If you worry about someone, it means that you start to feel bad because you don't know what will happen or you think something bad will happen, right? So you could say, my mom always gets worried when I come home late, right? Moms always worry. That's just a thing that moms do. So you could say, you could also say that my mom always gets anxious when I come home late. In this case, anxious and worried have very similar meanings. And finally, we have nervous. Nervous. Nervous, I think, places more emphasis on, pressure and not knowing what will happen. There's a big factor of uncertainty in that situation. For example, when you go to a job interview, or when you write an exam, or when you are meeting someone for the first time, you might be nervous, right? You could say, I have an interview for my dream job tomorrow. I am so nervous, right? Because you don't know if you will get the job or how it will go. So you naturally would be very nervous. And that is it for our vocabulary today. I'm going to read our challenge one more time and then we'll wrap it up. I've been to a couple of launches here before, but I've never seen it this packed. Just getting in here today, there was a huge traffic jam. And the vibe here, everybody is super anxious. There we go. That is all we have for today. Thank you all for listening. And down in the comments below, with your recording, answer the following question. Did you watch the Falcon Heavy launch? And are you interested in these kinds of launches? And also, are you a fan of Elon Musk? Let me know down in the comments with your recordings what you thought of this launch, what you think of Elon Musk and all of his crazy ideas. He's a very interesting guy, and I think that's why he's getting so much popularity and so much publicity these days. And that is it. Thank you very much, my voice tubers, for joining us today on our pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam. I've been your host for today, and I will see you guys all in the next one. Bye.